Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, August 1st, 2016. I am Jason Powell. I'm actually going to start today with the request I make at the end of most podcasts. Hey, take a minute to subscribe to this daily podcast. Please rate and review us on iTunes. You can really help spread the word about this podcast and ProWrestling.net in general just by taking a moment to do that. Speaking of ProWrestling.net, on the site today we have reports from the final NXT events that Finn Balor and others are scheduled to work. Zack Zimmerman's in-person report on a loaded Beyond Wrestling independent event is available. And of course, you can join me tonight for live coverage of WWE Raw, beginning with pre-show coverage at 6:30 Central Time. They usually announce a few matches on the show. And so if you want to get a head start, you can't see the show for whatever reason, follow along with my live updates on that show. And again, all the way through WWE Raw. Brock Lesnar is returning to WWE Raw tonight. Multiple reports stating that Paul Heyman will be appearing with him because he has a new WWE contract. Heyman's deal expired a while back, so obviously it's good news that they were able to reach an agreement. Lesnar made it very clear in interviews that he really had no desire to do the talking for his character, which is why I think Paul Heyman was brought back in the first place. So this is something that should make Brock Lesnar very happy. And obviously, Heyman adds a lot to WWE television, so good to hear that he is back. I've seen multiple outlets report this. I know the Wrestling Observer did, as did PW Insider, I believe. And so I'm just not sure. I'm just saying multiple. I want to give them both credit because I don't know who had it first. But I am curious to see how they handle Brock Lesnar's return tonight. The fans are more than aware of Brock's USADA test violations leading up to UFC 200 and that fight with Mark Hunt. A lot of the fans confirmed their knowledge by the surprised reactions to Randy Orton's no enhancement needed line at Battleground. Of course, I mean, this was all over the place. This was ESPN. I mean, you name it. It was getting mainstream attention. And so it's not like this is something that's only inside the wrestling bubble. I want to know if WWE is going to go there again. Is it going to be business as usual as far as the live crowd is concerned? Are there going to be any taunts? I would imagine they can weed out most of the fan signs unless somebody wants to make one right there. We've seen a few things get on television that don't stay there long, but I'm also curious to see if Paul Heyman brings it up. You know, is he going to address this? Now, Randy Orton is a SmackDown wrestler, so I want to know if they're going to be mindful of the brand split or if he gets to show up to help promote this too, since they only have limited dates on Brock Lesnar and he's having the match with Orton. Will they feel content having them appear on opposite brands and promote it that way so you never actually see them in the same ring together? I mean, they could have Brock appear on SmackDown before SummerSlam, of course, but so a lot to look for here tonight. I'm very interested in that segment. You know, I mentioned that Finn Balor and some of the other NXT performers appeared to finish their runs with the developmental brand. Carmella and Nia Jax both appear to be done as well. They are not advertised for the out-of-state that actually includes one Pensacola, Florida show this weekend. But, you know, NXT runs a touring brand, and then they also have kind of a secondary tour that usually stays in Florida. And so they don't list any participants in the Florida-only type shows, the B-shows, if you will, Pensacola being the exception. That's why I mentioned that. Mojo Rawley is still advertised for that tour, so it's either a dated listing on the WWE website or he's not quite finished yet, so we'll have to wait and see. But good reports on that, including on the main page of ProWrestling.net in the live events section with the details on Finn Balor's final address. He actually had a couple of moments at both shows, and at the last one, I think it was in Houston, he had some things to say to close out his run on NXT. John Cena was the co-host of the Teen Choice Awards on Fox last night. No, I didn't watch it, but I know that a picture of John Cena dressed up as Hillary Clinton for a skit is making the rounds today. This was part of the Teen Choice Awards, I understand it. I don't even really know what to say about it, other than that people seem to be getting a kick out of John Cena in Hillary drag. Is AJ Styles going to poke fun at this on SmackDown tomorrow night? Either way, I hope we don't end up... I hope Vince McMahon doesn't think, hey, let's get Cena in drag more. I don't think that'll happen. We can leave that to Pimpinella. Is he in drag? I don't even know what you call Pimpinella from Lucha Underground. And I think it's AAA in Mexico. I assume it's AAA in Mexico. Is he in drag? I'm not sure what you call. Whatever it is Pimpinella's doing, it's working. NXT is finally coming to Minnesota and Canada, too. I bring up Minnesota because I have to whine for just a moment. They could not have picked a worse night to run Minnesota. It's unbelievable. I think they hate this market. We were supposed to get WrestleMania next year. It was pulled. And then now we finally get NXT on September 18th in St. Paul, Minnesota at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium. It unfortunately is the same night that the Minnesota Vikings are playing in their first ever regular season game at the new U.S. Bank Stadium, which was, again, heavily rumored to be hosting WrestleMania 33, which didn't happen. Ended up going to Orlando. But, yeah, they're, NXT is coming to town. Identical start time listed for this at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium. They are listed as Minneapolis. It's St. Paul. It's the Twin Cities. They also misspelled Wilkins, too, which is it happens. But, no, it's I'm hoping that somehow, some way, they're going to be able to go, let's move this up. Let's have a matinee show. Yeah, that's a big one to go. They're going to miss out on a lot of people who might go to the Roy Wilkins Auditorium now. NXT's over enough. Maybe they do well in this market, even without that. But, I mean, you have fans from, obviously, both Minnesota and Wisconsin who are going to be into that game and going to that game, who would probably like a chance to see NXT in person. And now they're probably going to, and there are going to be some people passing on this. So, hey, if the event does well, whatever. It's just people like me whining that would, want to sit back and watch that game. And people who couldn't go whining. But if it doesn't draw well, I hope this WWE takes this into account. And it doesn't look at this like, we didn't do well in Minnesota. Let's never go there again. They seriously could not have picked a worse night to run NXT. When I saw it was that weekend, I'm like, it must be this Saturday. They usually run Thursday through Saturday. No, we get the rare Sunday show. They're also going to be in making, I believe it's a debut in Des Moines, Iowa on September 16th. Maybe I'll drive to Des Moines instead. And then on September 17th, they'll be in Omaha, which is really bizarre because they start in Des Moines. I'm actually double-checking this here. Then they go south to Nebraska. Then they come back up to St. Paul. What the hell, WWE? They are also making their debut north of the border in Canada. Ontario is getting them. Toronto, September 22nd. St. Catharines on the 23rd. September 24th in Kitchener, Ontario. So NXT starting to... I was getting worried when they were kind of starting to run a couple of the same venues. I'm like, we ever going to get this? But we are. And they could not have picked a worse night to do it. To close things out, here are a few things I'm going to be watching for in tonight's WWE Raw show. First off, what is a new Raw going to look like? Hey, last week was a great show. I don't think WWE can or should produce a show like that every week. They just can't. I mean, you're giving too much away. It would just be way too much. I think we have a good idea of what the production is going to look like. We got the broadcast team is also, it is what it is, and they're going to develop more chemistry. I thought they had a good outing last week, but I want to know what the format is going to be like for kind of a regular three-hour show when they're not trying to create a star in Finn Balor by shooting him to the top, and they're not giving us Sasha Banks winning the women's championship in a surprise match, really a surprise match, let alone the title change that occurred. They were trying to send the message of change, and that's cool. It was a great show, but things have to settle down. And so now, as great as last week was, I don't know that we have a real indication yet. Are things going to kind of settle back into the format similar to the one that we had prior to last week? I sure as hell hope not. But WWE did some really good things in last week's show. I hope there's a way to keep things feeling fresh without hot-shotting, as they did last week. And understandably so. I get why they did it. But tonight's going to kind of be the... Last week was a shock and awe kind of an episode. This is kind of... I would think things kind of settle in a little bit. And I want to see what that's like. Doesn't mean it's going to be bad. It just means it has to naturally come down a little. The second thing, how is Finn Balor going to hang on the mic? We heard him speak briefly last week. I thought he came off very cocky by saying that he invented luck because he's Irish. That was like, wow, that's really the first things you're going to have him to say. I was so worried about it. I thought he was like, I thought they're going to do some sort of swerve and have him end up with Balor Club, with Anderson and Gallows rejoining him, recreating the Bullet Club faction from back in the day. I'm happy they didn't. But I do want to see how Finn can hang with Seth Rollins if this is going to be their first confrontation on tonight's Raw. And I don't know. I assume it is, but not like it's officially advertised. But I do want to point out, I've said many times in the past, that I thought it would have been a fun twist if Rollins had been the leader of a new club with Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, even before they ended up being aligned with AJ Styles. I thought that'd be a fun way to bring Rollins back if you're going to use him as a heel. I was really high on bringing Seth back as a babyface. They didn't do that. If they want to keep him in this slot, well, there's no better time than SummerSlam. If WWE wants to kind of swerve those holding out hope for Balor Club by having Gallows and Anderson actually align with Seth rather than Finn, if we start to see kind of a repeat of the AJ Styles saga where Anderson and Gallows are hanging with Finn and he's kind of in that same initial role that AJ was, where he's acting like he, you know, really doesn't want anything to do with it. You know, they're friends, but, you know, he just would rather kind of be his own man as AJ was initially. I think you can play that out and have some fun with it. You can have Rollins. It's going to be tough not to tip your... I think there's going to be fans that figure it out. You know, I mean, I'm already sitting here wondering if it's going to happen. And if we start to see Seth protesting too much, I think people are going to figure it's one of two things, but it can still be a lot of fun. I think there's a way to do this if they want to have Rollins be the guy in, you know, that's kind of leading the club, Anderson and Gallows. I think it's a really cool way to do it. And especially we have Anderson and Gallows going for the tag titles. What if you come out of SummerSlam and it's not Finn Balor as champion and it's not New Day, but it's actually a club with Rollins with the World Championship or the Universal Championship, and then Anderson and Gallows with the tag titles. Something to think about. A little fantasy booking for you. Finally today, do we get any official word on when the Cruiserweight division is going to debut? I'm kind of assuming it's after the Cruiserweight Classic finale, but that's not until, what, September? We just start in August here, folks. Can't believe it's here already, August 1st, but are they going to be starting this sooner than that? A lot of questions there. They started playing the video last week, telling us that it's coming, but I still think it should be on SmackDown. I would have less concern about SmackDown's depth issues. Raw is pretty loaded. I think I don't know how they ended up loading up Raw as much as they did and giving it the Cruiserweight division, but I think it belongs on SmackDown, but it is what it is. They've already said it's coming to Raw, and so barring some change of mind, it's just a matter of when. And so I want to see if we get any hints regarding when the Cruiserweights will be showing up on Raw. And of course, once they do, who is going to be part of that? It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Hey, when I'm finished recording this, I will be doing the Q&A audio show that will be available here a little bit later on this afternoon for .NET members. I answer their pro wrestling questions to begin with. And then I warn people, hey, you don't have to stick around, but if you want to, we have some non-wrestling fun at the end with some people asking some non-wrestling questions. And, of course, my WWE Raw audio review will be available a little bit later on tonight exclusively for .NET members. And if you are interested in membership to the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net, visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. You'll see the sign-up area. Once you are in there, three different pricing options to choose from. $7.50 will get you in the door for 1 month. And you can also whittle that price down to an average of $5.50 per month if you take our annual option. Save yourself a little bit of money also at the 6 month option, but I'll find out all the details on the membership on the main page of ProWrestling.net. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to hit me up on Twitter. In fact, somebody did today, wondering if I would be able to walk them through how to basically download audio so they don't have to listen to it live off the site. And of course, that can be done. Yeah, and I'm happy to walk people through that. Waiting to hear back from that person. I will take him through that step. But very simple instructions on the main page. And I think he was just curious if he could do it. And so just in case anyone else was wondering, yeah, like if you use the Downcast app or anything like that, any type of similar app, you can download it right there on your phone. That's how I do it when I want to listen to the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast or right here, the daily All Access Podcast. No, not with me. I don't listen to myself, but I do listen to the guys. And so that's how I do it. And so plenty of different ways to do that, and happy to walk people through it. If you ever have any questions, again, hit me up on Twitter at ProWrestlingNet. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.